Need a website that drives real results? AmericanEagle.com delivers end-to-end digital solutions, from expert web design and development to performance-driven digital marketing. Visit AmericanEagle.com today to get started with your digital transformation.
Time for Richard Roper's commentary. Richard, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, sir. I thought we'd start off by talking about, we like to always talk about, you know, kind of the optics and media coverage of things, and there's been a lot of talk, of course, about J.B. Pritzker, our governor, as a potential presidential candidate. And as you know, Bob, in recent months, we've seen the governor out on his morning strolls, and he's starting to look like he's losing some weight. But yeah, you know, in this day and age, there's like these two rules. It's like, you can't talk about anybody's looks except for everybody on Twitter and all the social media. That's all they do.
Yeah.
Is talk about looks. So Governor Pritzker was on NBC5. Marianne Ahern did a piece with him. And you know, Marianne, she's been doing this for a while.
Yep.
So she gets right to the point. We got a clip from the interview.
Okay, and they were on the lakefront
walking
doing this,
along on the walk.
All right, here you go. I'm glad you're bringing this up today, Richard, because I saw that and I thought, well, this is unusual. The governor, he's wearing a T-shirt and warm-up pants and walking on the lakefront. I guess he is going to be running for president.
Yeah, exactly. Because remember, Bill Clinton used to go on those jogs where the Secret Service guys would have to slow walk because he would go so slowly on his jogs. But he was trying, at least. But you could tell the governor's already in better shape because he dodged the question. He's already able to dodge questions. So he never really answered. And I think this is what's happening with anybody. If you're losing weight the old-fashioned way, everyone's like, oh, you're on the, you know, you're taking this or you're taking that. But it's interesting to me, Bob, because this is one of those things where you look at historically, no matter how much we say we're enlightened and it's about the mind of the man or the woman who's running for office and the character and what they're going to do, the weight thing, you know, Chris Christie was a big candidate at one point. Now, he got into his own problems, too, and he caused a lot of his problems. But he was very, very popular. He'd go on sports talk radio and the man of the people and all that. But there were always these jokes about his size. And with J.B. Pritzker, Ted Cruz just yesterday made a joke on national TV about J.B. Pritzker and Domino's. So you have
the president has done that as well.
And on the other side, there are people who are obsessed with the president's physical appearance. And you have to go back. I looked this up because I like to do the research. You know how much I enjoy that. I have the Encyclopedia Britannica, you know, A through B.
Yeah,
B
you're old school.
C and everything. The last time we had someone who was really clinically, you would say, obese, elected president was William Howard Taft in 1909. And before that, as you know, Grover Cleveland. I know you were about to say that. You know, very different time. And now we've had presidents who have battled weight issues, but I still think it's a thing where a lot of us, whether we want to admit it or not, there's a thing, if someone's running for office and you see that they really have a weight issue, even if it's, you know, health concerns, they think, well, if they don't have the discipline to maintain a better, you know, physical appearance, how are we going to get them to lead us? So I do agree with you. The lakefront walk and interview is one thing, but I think he's literally getting in shape for a presidential bid.
Well, I think that, let's see, was President Taft the one who got stuck in a bathtub? I believe so. Yeah. Yeah,
happened a lot back in the day before we had we didn't have any bathtub regulations back in the day. You throw gin in there, you know, all kinds of things.
Yeah, no, I thought when I saw that interview, that's the first time I really thought he's serious about running for president. The other thing on everybody's mind these days now, sports, you got the Cubs in a playoff run, NFL starts tonight, and I know you've been talking about where we like to watch our games.
Yeah, I find it fascinating. Now, you know, you would be, if the Cubs had a Cubs fan Hall of Fame, you'd be a first ballot, you know, Hall of Famer. You and I have gone to games. You and I have actually gone to a White Sox game.
I'm a baseball guy. I enjoy both sides of town.
I am too. I love going to Wrigley Field, you know, even as a White Sox fan. But, you know, it's interesting because when we were coming up back in the day, you either could watch the game if it was on broadcast TV, or there's always that one tavern on the corner where your one uncle, you know, would be when he was supposed to be at the christening, right?
Yep.
The Lucky Seven Tavern in Rocky, where they all watch Rocky against Apollo Creed. But now you have all these options, Bob. You know, you see now they have these stadium watch parties when the team is on the road or like outside Madison Square Garden. And I love in Chicago, they have the college bars. You see the Ohio State banner, the Michigan State banner for different bars. Or you could go, you know, to your friend's house. I wanted to find out from you, like, what's your favorite venue to watch a game?
Well, I'll tell you something. If I don't care about a game, like tonight's NFL game, I wouldn't mind being at a party or out somewhere. But if I do care, like, I want to watch the Bears by myself. I don't want to be distracted.
You know, you hit it right on the head. That's exactly how I feel. Because like, now the Bears are playing Monday night, right? So one of these, you know, there's all these sports bars and online betting and everything. So they have these events. And someone said, hey, we're going to have a big party at this venue in Wrigleyville Sunday. And at first I was like, oh, no. And then I was like, wait a minute, the Bears aren't playing. Yeah, that'll be fun, you know, see some folks. Because you know the truth is, and I made the mistake of doing this in 2005 for one of the White Sox road playoff games. I hosted a watch party at my house. And as soon as you have 25 people over and there's food, you can't expect everyone to sit silent like they're watching The Godfather as much as you'd like. And my right? So my theory is the same as yours. Like, if I really want to watch the game, I'll watch it by myself. Like, the Bears. And I still believe, even though it's still cool to go to Soldier Field and be a part of that, but football is such a television sport, really.
Yeah. Oh, because of all the TV timeouts.
And the angles and the replay. And was that a catch? Was that not a catch?
Yeah.
Then you actually have a job now, which is one of the coolest jobs ever, where you're a former official, and you get to wear a suit and tie, and you're in a little booth. And then they go to you.
Yeah.
Right? They go, now we go to our rules official, who says, well, now, according to Article 7, 16B, his left toe is inbound.
You know, if it's the Super Bowl or the World Series, I don't know if I'd be content at home by myself watching. I think in that case, I'd want to share the moment with others.
And it also depends, as you said, like, is it your team in the game? You know, the Super Bowl, if it's the Chiefs and Eagles or whatever, you've got a Super Bowl square pool or something. But, you know, it's a little bit more fun, and you can have fun back and forth and repartee. But if it's your team... You know, when the Cubs were in the 2016 World Series, and you know, it's interesting too, because the Cubs did not have one of those watch parties at Wrigley Field because I think they were worried about security. But a lot of fans, of course, still gathered outside. But, you know, I want to watch that game. I want to see what's happening. And, you know, when you see the games live a lot, you're like, well, what just happened there? Why are they picking up the flag? You know, because they don't explain it like they do on TV.
Although today now, with texting, you can kind of share the experience with others if you're home alone. You know what I mean?
Everybody has their group text. And I've got, you know, and it's like, you know, I guarantee you 7 minutes into the Bears game Monday night, you're going to be getting, if you're in one of those groups, it'll be, they got to release Caleb Williams. It's the Badgett era.
Well,
bring in Badgett. What are they doing? Or Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame for Caleb. Greatest quarterback ever.
Yeah. Is that what happens to your phone, Andy?
Yes. Invariably, yes. And I have to be very careful about my response.
Well, then, because I'm sure they're saying, Andy, you got to talk about this right now. You know,
exactly.
This is ridiculous. Council needs to go. What were they thinking when they hired this guy?
All right. If you need me, I'll be home by myself tonight watching a couple minutes of the NFL. The Cubs are off. So there you go.
Okay.
Richard, thank you. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Sponsored by AmericanEagle.com, Richard is, web design, development, and digital marketing agency.